as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Chulin, all about Inyani Shechita and the details of exactly where to shecht. And yesterday's Mishnah, we started talking about the exact spot on the neck where to shecht. Where to shecht, we know you can't shecht on the Rosh, you can't shecht on the Chazeh, you have to shecht on the neck. So what exactly does the neck? The first part of the parak spoke about what you're allowed to shecht with and who is allowed to shecht. And then we started on Daf Yud Ches speaking about where. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph, if you remember, discusses if somebody is shecht in the right spot, and then he slides out. Shochet bitoch hatabas, the shear body left a little bit, and then he went out. So that was the upper edge we spoke about. Then the last mishnah on yesterday's daf spoke about hashochet minat studin. If somebody shechts from the studin, not in the exact middle spot on the neck, but minat studin shchitaso ksheira. Interesting. Rashi says there shchitaso ksheira. Rashi says afilu chadchila. Even lechadchila one can check from the studin, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chaf, Siv Gimel, Tzorach HaShochet SheYishchat BeEmsa HaTzavar. Right, that's BeEmsa HaTzavar, that is the Lechadchila. Why is that Lechadchila? And that's the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, right, Mitiyuka de Mishnah, right, the Baragola quotes this Rambam right here, Mitiyuka de Mishnah, HaShochem Natzodin V'chulu, K'shera, Mashba, that is Lechadchila. Right, Rashi explained Lechadchila, but the best thing is the right in the middle, that's the safest. Tzorach HaShochet SheYishchot BeEmsa HaTzavar, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Chaf Gimel. Vim Shacham and Atstadim Shchidasok Sheira. Vim Hechzir. We'll get to this Hashem today, but once we're here, let's open it. But who's Hechzir Asimanim? Right, if it's Minhat Savar, Minhat Stadin, one has to make sure, though, that one shechted the Simanim first and didn't cut the Mafrakes beforehand. Okay, but either way, that was Minhat Stadin. The Mishnah said is okay. And not Minha Oref. The Mishnah said that there's a chilek between Shechita and Malika regarding the Oref, and that's what we were just talking about. So Amri B'nei Rabbi Chiya, again, four lines up from the bottom. We spoke at the end of the last year, B'nei Rabbi Chiya, who were they? The Rashi in Avodah Zarah, and the discussion in Nida Daf Chav Zayin, these two brothers, were they twins? Were they born separately? Okay, either way. Amri B'nei Rabbi Chiya. Mitzvahs Malika Machzer Simanim La'achorei Ha'or V'molek. The Mitzvah of Malika, something unusual. We thought Malika was just going straight from the back of the neck, and it's very different than Shechita. Says B'nei Rabbi Chiya, the Mitzvah of Malika, Mitzvahs Malika. Even the mitzvah, machzer simanim la'achorei ha'orif u'molek, it's to bring the simanim around the orif and cutting the simanim first. That's the B'nai Rebbe Chiya. Ika da'amri af machzir, v'ika da'amri machzir dafka. Some say you can be machzir, but the orif is fine to cut straight through. And some say, no, you dafka have to be machzir. That's the chilek. Interesting lashon used, mitzvahs malika. Again, we discussed back at the beginning of the Masechta, whether Shechita is a mitzvah or a matir. And we discussed then, how does one look at it? Are there lechadchilas? Do you count it as a mitzvah? The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. The Ravid thinks it should be more of an iser asay. But what about Malika? Even if one wants to say that Shechita is just a matir, one might say that Malika is more than that, because that's one of the avodos, right? The question, what about Shechita of Kachim? Is Shechita of Kachim a mitzvah? One might say even if Shechita of Chulin is just a matir inherently, but the Shechita of Kachim is a mitzvah in that it's one of the Dalad avodos. Remember, we just, the Rishonim, again, 2 days in the Rishonim, at least 2 days, when the Gemara says, we had it in Zvachim and Menachos of Shechita lav avodahi. Why is Shechita not called an avoda compared to the others? So many differences given, Shechita Kshir Bazar, but one of the deyas and Tosfos in the different places where this comes up is that, well, Shechita exists in Chulin too. If Shechita exists in Chulin too, that's why even in Kachim it's called Shechita Lav Avodahi. But either way, that's by Shechita. What about Malika? Malika doesn't have a parallel in Chulin. Malika is uniquely a Kachim topic. And here the Lashon of the Gemara is Mitzvahs Malika. Again, we can't build a shear based on just the language of the Gemara, but it's interesting to use that Lashon of Mitzvah. Again, the Mishnah uses that Lashon also in an interesting context. The last Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Bechoros on Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah says they are talking about the Mitzvah of Petach Hamor and Pidyon Petach Hamor and Arifa. So the Gemara there says, Mitzvahs HaPidya Kodemes LeMitzvahs Arifa. The Mitzvah of Pidya, if I have a choice, whether to be poed to the Petach Hamor in order to switch the status onto the sheep, give the sheep to the Kohen and keep the Hamor, or break the neck of the animal, so it's better to do pidiya. That's what comes first. Mitzvahs pidiya kodemus la mitzvahs arifa. Shneamar lo sifte va'arafto. If you didn't do pidiya, mitzvahs yi'ida kodemus la mitzvahs ha'pidiya. Yi'ud, if somebody has the opportunity to do yi'ud by a shifcha, it's better, by an amma, it's better to do that than pidiya. Mitzvahs ha'yibum kodemus la mitzvahs chalitza. That's also a discussion. Chalitza, how much is chalitza? A mitzvah, a matir. But here the lashon is mitzvahs chalitza and mitzvahs yibum. And then finally, there has one more. But either way, that's just the language of mitzvah sometimes plays an important role. So here too, the mitzvah of Malika, B'nai Rebbe Chiya call it. Where, is there ever a lashon of mitzvah shchita? Here it's mitzvahs Malika, just to keep that in mind. Okay, so the B'nai Rebbe Chiya say, 2 days in the Gemara, that Malika can be done by pulling the simanim out and cutting the simanim first before one cuts the oref, the back, the hard part, the bone of the back of the spine. 2 days in the Gemara, whether that's bedafka or even. So the Gemara says, "Umistavra kamadamar af machzir." It's mistavra. It's mastavra. It's logical to say that what B'nai Rebbe Chiya are saying is that one is allowed to. Af machzir, one doesn't have to. Mimai, why? Because of our Mishnah. Mimai, midiktani, our Mishnah said, Hashochim min ha'orev shchitas upsula v'amolik min arshchim milukasok sheira. Right, opposites. If somebody cuts from the back of the neck, so by shchita it's pasul, and by malika it's kasher. So 1 second. V'isakadai dach machzir dafka. And if you say, you have to take the simanim out by malika, and that's what the Mishnah's talking about. Min ha'orev milukasok sheira is where you took the simanim out. So mistama, that has to be the case that's being discussed in the Mishnah relating to the shechita as well. And if that's what the case of shechita is it true that if I pull the simanim out by shechita, it's going to be puzzle? V'yisakadadach machzir dafka my arya molek. Why, if it's dafka machzir, so why is only molek the one that's kosher? Afilu shochet nami. Even shochet should also be kosher. Again, even if you shech from the back, but if you cut the simanim first, it should be okay. Like Rashi says, it shouldn't be any worse than cutting minat studim. Like the Mishnah says, if I shech minat studim, shkodesok sheira, because I'm cutting the simanim first. So here too, it should be okay. The Rashba also expands on this Rashi. And the Rashba says, right here, let me just find the lashon of the Rashba. Right, the hasimanim kashachit to lo hikpida Torah shetei shchita menat savar dafka. What shchita is it? Shechting from the neck or shechting from the simanim? As long as I do the simanim and I don't violate any of the psulei shchita, it should be fine. Kemoshik pida bimalika shetei mimul oref. The shchita besimanim talia, says the Rashba. Shchita is talia on the simanim. V'hainu the shochi b'sadim shkodasuk sheira. V'alomolik b'nasadim miklagasa psula. Hilkach af b'machzer simanim lahade oref ishocha shkodasuk sheira. So ask the Gemara, if the case is that it's dafka pulling the simanim out and doing that, or like bending them out and cutting them first, then that should be okay by shochet too. But the Mishnah contrasts between shochet and molek. So elalav, Shmamina af machzir, it must be that Malika is allowed to have achzara simanim, but it's not dafka. And therefore, when our Mishnah contrasts, it's talking about a case where you didn't. Umasizim b'deloa hader. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't pull out the simanim. That's why it's possible by shchita, and it would be okay by Malika. So that is the diuk of the Gemara. Tosfos here discusses, and the other Rishonim also discuss, why is it the Gemara uses the lashon here of mistavra? Mistavra kamad amar af machzir. So the Gemara says, Tosfos tema, mistavra. This is a mishnah that's beforeish, like one of the shitas. Mistavra usually means okay, it's logical, not such a problem. But here, remember, every lashon the Gemara uses is telling. If the Gemara says kasha or tziufta, or the Rashbam in Basra, this machalik between those two lashonos, kasha means there's an answer to the question. The Gemara just didn't give the answer. Tziufta is a knockout punch, right, which makes it more difficult when the Gemara sometimes says tiufta and then keeps going, discussing the other shita. But anyway, Tosfos here says mistavra. It should be proof. It should be kasha. Tema de lohavi le lemeimar mistavra. Da tiufta gemurahu. Mi mastisan. Lamandabar machzir dafka. Right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in a chinami. The Gemara says the Mishnah is a raya to one of the shitas. So why does it just say mistavra? So Tosfos answers v'yesh lomar de lachadchila pliki. Really, the machlokis is lachadchila. Ava l'kulei alma b'di'eved k'shir b'chol inyan. B'di'eved l'kulei alma, everybody agrees, whatever you did is okay. The machlokes is only on a l'chatchila level, and that's why it doesn't say Tiuftit says Mustafa. Rabbi Akiva Eger here has another answer. We're not going to mention it, but it goes Tosfos and gives a different shot to what why the Gemara says Mustafa. Okay, Rabbi Yanai says Rabbi Yanai to the Bnei Rabbi Chia, Yekablu Harovim es Shuvasam. The Rovim are the young. Rashi Hanarim Bnei Rabbi Chia. The young lad should accept his shuva, meaning there's a kasha with their shita. The rovim, where do we have the language of rovim? So those who are familiar with language of Mishnayos, the first Mishnah Maseches Tamid. First Mishnah in Tamid, which goes through all the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash every day. So the first Mishnah tells us, B'shlosha mikomos ha-kohanim shomer Beis HaMikdash. There are three places that the Kohanim guard in the Beis HaMikdash. Big discussion in the Rishonim, what's the purpose of the Shmira? Is it by day? Is it only by night? Or is it even by day? Is it really so things don't get stolen? Or is it just Kavod HaBayis? Kavod HaBayis, like the fancy palaces that have guards there all the time. Kavod HaBayis is something separate from the chshash, right? Just looking here in the Rav Bartanura, he summarizes. Bepnei HaKavod, v'gedula hi labayish lo yehi below shomrim. Right, it shouldn't be without shomrim. So three places they watch. Bebeis HaMikdash, Bebeis Aftinis, Bebeis HaNitzos, Ubebeis HaMokad. Right, in those three places, as the Mishnah has described, what those are. The first two, Bebeis Aftinis, Ubebeis HaNitzos, Hayu Alios, V'harovim Shomrim Sham. The Rovim. The Rav Bartanura, Yiladim, Targum Yeled Ravya, right? Rovim, the young ones. Why were they used for Shmira? Why were they used for Shmira? And how young were they? So if you look at the Mefarish here at the beginning of Tamid, so the Mefarish quotes today, as he says, Lofisha Adain Luigia Lasos Avoda, the Ein Yochal Masosa, Avdinam Pchusim Ibetmi Yud Gimel, less than 13 years old. And therefore they can't do the avoda yet, so therefore they do shmira, sh'osam, yishichon la'avod, in a rotzam lishmar. Because those who can do the avoda, they don't want to do shmira, and those who are doing shmira, they can't do the avoda. The oda, hol, the yachol la'avod, in a manichanos on lishmar. We wouldn't let them do it, right? If somebody could do something more, so then we wouldn't let them do the lesser of the needed tasks. That's why, that's the lesson of rovim, like we have here, the young one. Interesting, so it says less than 13. That itself is a sugya. Where is the source? Is that part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai? That we know 13 years old is the age for godless, 13 and 12. Also, a discussion in the Rishonim. Is that part of Shiurin, or is there a different source, right? Vayigdilu Hanarim, or Shimon and Levi, different suggestions, where the source for godless comes from. But here, Rovim means the young ones. Here, I don't think Rabbi Yanai has to mean Dafka calling them less than 13, like it means there in the beginning of Tamid, but it just means the younger generation. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Yekabla Rovim es Shuvasam, Diktani, Nimsa, Kasha B'Shchita, Pasum Amalika. Kasha B'Malika, Pasum B'Shchita, right, we brought a Kasha and a Raya to one of the understandings from one line in the Mishnah, but what about the next line in the Mishnah that we just had? Right, the Mishnah said, anything that is Kasher Nimsa, right, the last line of the Mishnah. After saying whatever is, and then Nimsa, it seems to be adding. Nimsa comes in, whatever is kasher b'shchita, however you could do shchita, that's a pasul way of doing malika, and the opposite. So lim utemai, what is that line of the Mishnah coming to exclude? Because it can't be talking about the pashup shot, right? Rashi on the first skinny line. E mishum de oref pasul b'shchita, the kasher malika. Is it just to teach me the back of the neck is pasul by shchita and kasher by malika? Vitzav or kasher b'shchita pasul malika. If it's just telling me the basic din, but that we just learned in the previous line of the Mishnah. So that can't be what this is teaching me. So my lav lim ute machzus siman machare or avdalo. So isn't it talking about something deeper? What's deeper? Maybe this case of the bnei b'chia. If you take out the simanim and you cut those simanim, isn't that what it is excluding? That it would not be kosher by malika. Right? You can't. The malika is done in a specific way. You cut the oref first, go straight with the simanim under it. Right, la machzer so achorei orif simanim delo. That would not be kosher. By shchita would be kosher because shchita is all about the simanim, like the language of the Rashba that we just had. It's all about the simanim, no matter which direction you're coming from. But by malika, there's a way to do malika. So isn't that what it's referring to? And Rashi just adds that according to this, the line in the Mishnah of nimsa kosher b'shchita pasul b'malika would be teaching me something, and the next four words would just be derech agav, just to keep the parallel lashon of the Mishnah kosher b'malika pasul b'shchita. That wouldn't be teaching us anything, but that's just their agav gerara. So isn't that what this is? It is talking about, and that would be against bnei Rabbi Chiya, be a kasha bnei Rabbi Chiya, because then the Mishnah would be saying that you cannot be motzi the simanim by malika. And again, according to that Havamina, so you cannot, if Shechit is about cutting the Simanim, then Malika cannot have the Simanim. And part of this issue, it was implicit in our discussion earlier, the relationship between Malika and Shechita, even by Shechitas Ha'of. Is there any connection and parallel between the two? The Gemara has the contrast. So if I say that the Malika cannot be done by Hotzas HaSimanim, so that's really separating the two totally different processes. So my lav lamute maksa simanim lachori orif delo. So the Gemara answers, no, Amar Rabbi Brachana, you don't have to say the Mishnah is against Bnei Rabbi Chiya. No, lo limute shein v'tziporin. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about excluding using shein and tziporin, and is talking about the Seifa, not the Reisha. The Reisha would be Gagav Gara, but the Seifa, the last four words of the Mishnah, which would say what you could use by Malika would be Pasul by Shechita, referring to Shein, and Tziporin, you would be able, Malika obviously is always with Tziporin, and Mechubar, Tziporin Mechubar, would be Pasul by Shechita, so maybe that's what the Mishnah is excluding, and the Reisha, the previous line of the Mishnah, would be Derech Agav. So says the Gemara, 1 minute, Shein, Vitziporin, Behedyak Tanila, we learned that in the previous Mishnah, right? We don't need that, we don't need our Mishnah to imply that, right? We learned earlier in the Masechta, Tes Vav Mabez, the Mishnah said, you can shech with anything except for Shinayim Tziporin Mebnei Shehein Chonkin, right? They do Chanika, they don't do Shechita, so we already learned that. That can't be what this is teaching me. So Elam Rabbi Yirmiya, no, there's another halacha maybe that our Mishnah is excluding, and again, therefore, the Mishnah would not be against Rabbi Chiya. What would be that? Elam Rabbi Yirmiya, Limute Molich Umevi. Excluding molich umevi, meaning shechita is a slicing act, while malika is a cutting act, a chopping act. And that's what's meant in the Mishnah, and therefore Bnei Rabbi Chiya is okay. Before we do the next line, Tosfos here discusses, what's the Havamina to say that you'd be able to use shein by malika, be able to use a tooth? Right, that's what the suggestion is, that Shein and Tziporin are pasul by Shechita and kasher by Malika. V'im Tomer, yes, Tosfos, in the middle of Tosfos Lo. Ula pirusho da'ayri bimuchubarin, we're soon we're talking about where it's mechubar to the person, the tooth and the fingernail. Heich shein k'shir b'malika, habo yamin, you have to use the right hand. Use the right hand, the right fingernail, the right hand. So what, isn't it a din of right? So left is excluded, and tooth is excluded. The malach b'smol pasul, kid that's not a berachad sa'of. Like we learned in Maseches Vachim, v'yesh lomar tozah has two important days. Tosfos is number one, v'yesh lomar, to lo nakit shein, shiyehe shein k'shir l'malika, ella, doesn't mean that it's going to be kasher. Ella klomar, to lo mifsal mitam mechubar kamo b'shchita. It's pasul, but for other reasons. It just wouldn't be a problem of mechubar. It would be a problem because it's not yamin, but it wouldn't be a problem of mechubar like shechita per se. If I could have something that's mechubar by malika, it would be okay, like the fingernail of the right hand, right? That would be okay. The problem here is just contrasting that it wouldn't be a problem of mechubar, even though it would be possible for other reasons. Deya number one, but according to that deya, the Tosfos accepts the question that shein tooth is not yamin, and therefore it is not allowed. The Ode Shlomar, and then Tosfos says, no, the small gara mishein, kita ashkechan inin chalitza. No, the left hand is worse. In other words, is it a requirement of yamin, or is it a psul of small? And the nafkamina could be, if it's not yamin, or it's not small, like using a tooth. Just like by chalitza, it's right, the aminim perikmes chalitza, we learned in the 12th parak of Yevamis in Mitzvah Chalitza, de Gidemes Choletes Bishineha, a Gidemes who cannot use other parts of her body, she could use her teeth. Ubi Yerushalmi Mashma, the Chalitza Bo Yamin. I, what do you mean? That she could use her teeth. Yerushalmi says that you need to use your yin. Damina Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Kate, well, and we'd rather not say it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Ketzadi Ose, Mati Raso Biamin, Votofasto Bismo, Vigarata Biamin, Kadesha de Chalitza Biamin, Vatara Biamin. So, says, you need Yamin, the Yerushalmi says, and the Bavli says you can use your tooth. So just like there, it's a posel of small, but tooth would be okay. So to here suggests Tosfos. So 2 days in Tosfos, whether the halacha of Yamin by Malika is a din of Yamin, a requirement of Yamin, or a posel of small. We'll have to talk about this later on, but when we get to the psulim, the bale mumin, the mumin of an animal, but the mumin of kohanim, and we get into the later on in this Masechta and in Bechoros, what about a lefty? right, a lefty, it is his yamin. So is that going to be a psul of yamin? Is it a requirement, or is it just a posel? So we'll have to talk about that. What if somebody's ambidextrous? V'shema, but then Tosva says, V'shema ein kol kach raya, d'doma leke ikuva b'yamin, el l'chadchila bo yamin. But then he says, maybe it's all l'chadchila anyway, right? Ein kol kach raya, d'dilma, maybe it is that yamin is only required on a lechatchila level. But who adinim? Chalitza b'smol, the chalitza sakshera, and maybe by chalitza also, it's only a din lechatchila. But the lakamar lemute dores, and then he has another question. But either way, that's the yamin and small discussion of Tosfos. Good. So let's continue. So the Gemara suggested maybe the last line of the Mishnah is referring to the issues of molich umevi. By molich umevi, that is allowed and required by Shechita, but not allowed by Malika. It's two totally different physical acts that is required. So this works if you say that's not allowed by Malika. So then you can say the Mishnah is referring to that and excluding it in this Mishnah. But if you say molech umevi is kosher by Malika, it's required by Shechita, and it's allowed by Malika, so then we're stuck, because then maybe we're back to the original question that Rabbi Yannai asked on the Bnei Rabbi Chiya. Bnei Rabbi Chiya, how could you say that you could take out the Simana by Malika? Isn't that being excluded in the Mishnah? The Gemara says no. Bnei Rabbi Chiya savila kamada amar molech umevi b'malika pasul. The Bnei Rabbi Chiya would hold that molech umevi is not allowed by Malika, and that's what's being excluded from the Mishnah. Right? You don't have to say they could hold like that shita, and therefore everything works. What do we paskin by Malika? So if you look in the Rambam, in Ilchel Maisa Karbanis at the end of Perek Vav, he has an unusual lashon. The Apshal Shlomo and the other Achronim on our daf discuss why the Rambam paskins this way. So the Rambam says, the end of Perek Vav in Maisa Karbanis. What is Maisa Karbanis? What is Perek Vav about? That's about the Karban Ola. Karban Ola, Rambam goes through all of the ways that you cut up the Karban Ola in order to put it up on the Mizbeach. That's the first 19 halachas of Perek Vav, Olas Behema. And then the Rambam gets into Olas Ha'of. Olas Ha'of, and then Perek Zayin is Chatas. But Olas Ha'of, the Rambam says, Vav Chath, Olas Ha'of, Ketzed Aizanasis, Ola Lakevish, Shufan Olas Ha'of, Vav Ola Karen Duromis Mizrachis. We know the coin goes up the ramp and comes to the southeast corner. Vahaya Molik Shames Rosha, Mimul Arpa Umavdil. He does Malika to the back of the neck, and he's Mavdil. We spoke about that, the difference between Ola and Chatas Ha'of. About the Havdalah, and remember the Shemi Shmuel that we had about the message. Why one is havdal and one is not muvdal. V'imlo hevdil psula. If you aren't mavdal, the olas ha'of, it's pasal. Umematze dam ha'rosh, v'dam ha'guf ha'kir mizbeach, you do mitzui hadam. Good. V'notos ha'rosh u'makev, beis melikasol ha'mizbeach. So he says, it goes through the whole avoda, what you're supposed to do, without describing what exactly is malika. First, the Rambam goes through exactly what you have to do, and what you do with the wings, and how you burn it, and how you're molechid. And then in halacha chaf gimel, the Rambam says, ketzad molkin, how does one do malika? Kotzeitz v'yored b'tziporin mimol orif. Remember, we had back in Menachos also, this is one of the hardest avodos. One of the avodos, kashos sheba mikdash, doing malika. So kotzeitz v'yored b'tziporin mimol orif. He cuts and goes down with his fingernail, mimol orif, on the back of the neck. V'imratza, and here's the lashon of the Rambam. Imratza laholech ulahavi molech umevi. If he wants to do a slicing action, he can. V'imratza lihiyos dores v'yored b'tziporin dores. And if he wants to do dores, he can. Choice. It's fascinating. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim point out, even though it's a choice, what would I have said first? Right, Lachar, I would have said, what's the classic, unique Malika halacha? That's what I would have said first. But no, what did the Rambam say first? Molich umevi. Imratza lolach vevi, molich umevi. Vimratza lios doris v'yored b'tzipar and doris. V'im nekra simanim ein achoshesh. And if the simanim get uprooted in a choshesh, we'll get to that b'shem also in a little bit. V'chotech shidra u'mafrekes below rov basar. Shem chotech rov basar harizot kemesa kodem shegila simanim. We'll get to that on my base. V'ch lachtoch shnei simanim ba'ole kishihu yored. Right, the din of olas ha'of, you have to cut two simanim, not like regular shechitas chulin. V'hamolik besakin o menat stadin ain't a malika. If somebody does malika with a knife or menat stadin, right, we had shechita is okay menat stadin, but malika is not. Ena malika, elikamisha chanak, o nachar, v'chala oref, kashal malika, but anywhere on the back of the neck would be kosher for Malika. That is Ola Sa'of, what the Rambam has here in Perek Vav. In Perek Zayin, he talks about the Malika of the Chata Sa'of, but we're not going to get into that right now. So that is the Rambam's Psach. The Rambam says one can do it either or, and the Yamsha Shlomo here discusses why exactly. He says maybe it sounds that way from the Gemara. Why does the Rambam say it's okay? Because what does the Gemara say? B'nei Rebbe Chiya hold like the one that says Malacha maybe is Pasul. Sounds like B'nei Rebbe Chiya hold that, but you know, we would hold that it is Kasher. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Mitzvas Malika, again that Lashon, Mitzvas Malika, Kotzeitz V'yoreit. V'zui Mitzvasa. This is its mitzvah. Sava Rabbi Avin Lameimar Kotzeitz V'yoreit in Molochu Mevilo. So Rabbi Avin thought that it's only Kotzeitz V'yoreit going down chopping and not Molochu Mevi. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, no, Kol Shekein to Molochu Mevi B'Malika Kasher. And this is the way the Rambam paskins, right? Kol Shekein Molochu Mevi, and maybe that's why he gets the Molochu Mevi first from this Kol Shekein, right? Kol Shekein Kasher. Why? Because if it works by Shechita, it works by Malika too. So maybe the Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that there is an affinity, there's a connection between the two. And the other day I said, no, two different avodos. Umay zuhi mitzvasa. What does it mean? Zuhi mitzvasa by kotis v'yarit. Ema af zuhi mitzvasa. This is also allowed, but not that it is required that you have to do it in that way. Good. So we spoke about in the past couple of lines about the hotzos, hasimanim, the b'nei Rebbe Chiya, whether it being machzor the simanim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shechita now in Simen Chaf, Os Gimel, Sarech Hashochet Sheyishchot Be'emsa Tzavar, as we started off before. You should sech from the Emsa, right, from the Diyak, from the Mishnah says, Min Atzadon is kasher only with the Evan. V'imshacha Min Atzadon Shechidas Okshera. V'hu Shehechzir V'hu. You could do it from the Tzadim. How can you do it from the Tzadim? V'hu Shehechzir Simanim. If you take out the Simanim and are sure, right, that's what you're cutting first. V'yodea Shechatcham Kodem Shechatacham Afrakes. As long as you took them out, were machzor the simanim to in front of the knife, and you know that that's what was cut first. Ki asimanim rachim, this is a language quoting from the Rush, right here in Simen Chafei, in our parak, at the end of the parak, this is the language the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Because, ki asimanim rachim v'nidachim and asakim, because the simanim are soft, and they can be pushed away and slide away from the knife. So that's why you have to know that that is what is cut first. The Taz and the Shach both discuss here that it sounds like you need both. You have to be machzir the simanim. You have to make sure the simanim are being cut first, and you have to know. So they say maybe that's only minat studin. If you're cutting minat studin, that's where you have to be machzir and you have to know. Midvarav Nirat, reading the Taz. The Tarti Haim, Chazaras HaSimanim, V'yediyas HaChotech, B'Simanim, Kodem HaMafrakas. V'lamakemi, Divrei HaRash, the Rash that we just quoted. Mashma, Dafilu, Hechzir. Even if you took out the Simanim, you have to know that you cut it first. But maybe that's only in a case where you're cutting it, Minat Staden. V'chein Nirali, Midivrei, Davar Baruhur, says the Taz, Tahzara Atzma, Hiya Yediya, Vaidei Shehechzir Yodeya. If you're holding the simanim out, and he quotes that from Tosfos. So what exactly does the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch mean here? He says maybe because you're doing it but not simanim, that is why you have to be more sure into what you're doing. Based on the Beis Yosef and the Tosfos here, but that is the discussion of the Taz and the Shach there in Simen Chaf. The last sif of Simen Chaf, sif Dalid, Tov Lizar is also quoted by the Beis Yosef for the name of the Kolbo. Tov Lizar l'mashmesh b'simanim u'letafsam kodem shchita. Kedei sheyizdamnu kodem basar atzavar u'biyonim nimsaim asia. Well, that's the first line. We should always be mamashmesh. Shochtim should make sure that they have the simanim and they're focusing on the simanim before the cut. U'biyonim nimsaim asimanim b'tzadim v'zorach imun yadayim v'zehiris gedola. Be very careful. I want us to be very careful. As we know, all the shochtim have the different mesoras that they have in terms of how they shecht and the different positions. And they quote the story that somebody once came to a resource hunter and said, I can't do shechita anymore. I have so much on my head. It's such an achrayas. And there's so many details that I have to be worried about. I can't do it anymore. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, what? Well, you want somebody who doesn't have the Yirat Shemaim, who's not nervous and with pachad to do the Shechita? Again, obviously, if your hands are shaking, then you can't. But if somebody is an expert Shochet, a Shochet has to have a tremendous Yirat Shemaim and COVID Rosh when they are Shechting in order to realize that they are doing a tremendous service for Klal Yisrael, and it's on their shoulders. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks all about, the details, exactly how to do it. Okay, says the Gemara, two dots. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel. Kol HaKasher B'Shchita, Kinegdo Ba'oref, Kasher B'Melika. Shmuel says anything that's Kasher B'Shchita is Kinegdo Ba'oref, is Kasher B'Melika. Sounds like we're making this big Yisod. Kol HaKasher B'Shchita. Rashi, the Ritva both say, Shmuel's not talking about a general Malika Shchita rules, because there are many things that are not exactly parallel. Anything that's Kasher B'Shchita is Kasher B'Melika? Not true. The Mishnah says. So, what Shmuel's talking about specifically is the Makom. Call makom hakasher b'shchita, as Rashi says, behechsher makom shchita kamayri. We're definitely talking about the hechsher makom. So call hakasher b'shchita kinegdo ba'oref kasher b'malika. Exactly what's kasher b'shchita on the front part of the animal, so to speak. So that exact parallel on the back of the neck of the animal is kasher b'malika. So says the Gemara, hapasel b'shchita, what do we medayik from Shmuel's Lashon? Hapasel b'shchita, pasel b'malika. So whatever spot is pasel by shchita is also going to be pasel by malika. So limute mai. So what exactly is that excluding? Right? What is pasel by both? So ilema limute ikur simanim. Are we talking about a case of ikur simanim? The Ritva goes through. What do you mean? I thought we're talking about makom. Ikur simanim, where the simanim are detached. Is that a din of makom? The Ritva works hard to figure out how that's a din of makom shchita. That sounds like it's one of the psule shchita, not makom shchita. It will give a suggestion about this in a minute. But if you say it's lemute ikur simanim, that both by malika and by shchita, if the simanim are ne'ekar, so then it's a problem. But for hatani rami by yecheskel, not true. Ain't ikur simanim by oaf. But rami by yecheskel says there is no problem of ikur simanim by oaf. Right, according to this daya, so far according to our understanding, even by shchita and malika, ikur is not a problem. Meaning the psule shchita apply to oaf, but not ikur. Ikur doesn't apply. Why? Why would an ikur apply? We learned earlier, right? We have the psule shchita. We had back on daf test, and they're all put together. They're all put together in the, right, the Gemara says, Kol tabach sheni yodei hilcha shchita, aser lecha b'shchidasa, ve'elohein hilcha shchita, shehiya, drasa, chalata, hagrama, ikur. Right? So why would there be a difference? It says the Ran. It says here, the Ran, and the Chushi Aran here, no, misvara, we would say there's a difference. Because when it comes to the other psulim, they are part of the Maisa Shchita. Says the Ran, Time of the machshirin and beikur tfemi bishar dvarim haposlam b'shchita bishum deikur la mihilcha shchita mamishu. What do you mean? It's not part. It's la mihilcha shchita mamish. The trei gavne ikur ika. When does ikur take place? Chad shenekra simanim shelo bishar shchita. It could be that ikur happened last week. The simanim were detached last week. It's not something that comes up in the Maisa Shchita. Oshenekru besakin derech shchitasan. You can have ikur during, as you're cutting. One detaches them before actually cutting the simanim. Avol shehiya, chalada, derasa, hagrama. The other four are things that I do wrong during the shchita. I go under instead of over. I chop instead of slice. Right? I delay. During the Maisa, the Bishan Shchita, Bilchud Ninhu, Mikra Nilcha Shchita. So that makes a difference. Ikur, we might call a Tnai in the Shchita, but not part of the Maisa Shchita. And therefore, it's different. And that's why by Ophos, it could be only by the Maisa Shchita problems, that's different, but the Ikur could be Kasher, and that's what the Gemara says here. At least according to this daya so far, by Shchita and by Malika. So you can say that's what's being alluded to by Shmuel. When Shmuel says anything, any place that you could cut by Shchita, you could cut by Malika. Anything that puzzle by Shchita, puzzle by Malika, that's excluding Ikur. No, not true. Ain Ikur Simana both. There's no problem. That's the Rambam that we just read before. The Rambam that we read in Hilchas Maisa Karbanus. The Rambam said it by Malika. We'll have to see what about Shchita. The Rambam said, Vim nekra simanim eino choshesh, the Rambam's Lashon, and then the Perek Vav. So, but back to the Gemara. Amara papa, lim ute rosho. What's Shmuel excluding? That it's a problem both by Malika and Shchita rosho. You can't cut. You can't do Shchitas of, or Malika's of, or Malika's of by the head of the animal. So Gemara says, rosho pshita. That's obvious. We know that. Mimul arpo amrachmana velobarosho. You have to shecht mimul arpo. Right? Opposite the oref and not the head. So Gemara says, my rosho, shipui rosho. Shmuel's referring to where it starts sloping down. It's not the head, but it's sloping down towards the neck. That's the spot that's a problem. If you go into nakad, mi shipui rosho, you started a little bit too high, close to the rosh, vihigrim va'azal, and yan you hagrama, as we said, that means you go out of the spot, vihigrim va'azal, damata tatoi, you started up above, and then you got back down towards the spot where you're supposed to shecht. As we had yesterday, higrim shlish vishachat shnei shlish psula. If somebody did outside a third, and then even though the last part of the shechita was all done properly, no good. If you started off in the wrong spot, it's no good. And that's what Shmuel's talking about, both by shechita and by malika. If I started off by the shipui rosho, which is too high, and then I went down, that is a problem. Good. The Gemara here discuss it. Interesting. So which one would be easier to pasul? Which is the chiddush? Which one is the bigger chiddush? The Rashba here discusses that according to this daya, Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, relating Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi to our discussion, it seems like Malika would have less requirements than Shechita. That's what it sounds like according to this daya. If Shechita mi Malika, Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi says it by Shechita. And now we're saying, oh, and that's what Shmuel is referring to even by Malika as well. As if without Shmuel we would have said, oh, if you did hagrama outside the spot, and then you did it in the spot, so it's no good by Shechita, but we might have thought it's good by Malika. Kamash one Shmuel tells us, no, even by Malika. It's interesting, the direction is going in. One usually thinks that by Kutchin there would be a higher standard. And here, it seems to be going in the opposite direction. But if Shitale says the Rashba, Tfei, mi b'shechita, mi Malika, mishum, tesharil ha-shechita in an August by Malika. Says the Rashba, it's simple. Because Malika doesn't have the other Psulei Shechita. We just were Mechalik between Iker and the other four within the world of Shechita. But let's think about Malika. Malika doesn't have Drasa. You're allowed to chop, as we just said. The Shaila is, could you also be Molech Humevi? But Malika doesn't have other Psulei Shechita. In August, Malika, the Hainu, she says, what does he say? Shehiya. Here he says Shehiya. It's a big footnote here in the Rashba. Whether that's agreed upon, there's no Shehiya. There's no, why wouldn't there be a problem of Shehiya by Malika? Shehiya, Drasa, we know. Chalada, also a discussion. The Shuvah of the Radvaz that discusses this in Aleph, Reish Nun Dalid. Sheposlin Bishchita, Veinaposlin Malika. So according to this Rashba, Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada are not a problem by Malika. So I would have thought also, this is not a problem by Malika. V'tayma da hagrama shepsula filu b'malika, so why is hagrama a puzzle? Mishub de mul arpo arm rachmano. V'kamash malan shmuel tefi hechi de b'shchita haschalas makom she'eno ra'ui puzzle. Avagav da'avi lo basof ruba b'shchita, just like by shchita. Even though you ended up doing everything perfect, you did most in the shear, what you in the spot that you have to do it, it's no good. So too by Malika, right? If you started off in the wrong spot, even though Lamaisa, you ended up getting everything, what you have to do, result, but Shechita and Malika aren't just about the result, right? It's about the Maisa. And here, the Maisa started off in a problematic way, right? A lot of times, we discussed that yesterday's staff, discussed that a little bit. What is the important part? Is it the beginning? Is it the end? Is it just the result that you look in? But either way, this is an important comment of the Rashba, but it's the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be extending this Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi to Malika. I would have said it for sure by Shechita, but Malika is a question. Again, the Radvaz, as I mentioned, we're not going to read it, but here in Chelek Aleph, Siman Reish Nun Daled, the Radvaz quotes this Rashba and doesn't think it's so pashit, and goes through why there would be a difference. Okay, let's continue. But again, there's more. But that's an important footnote if you want to look in that Rashba. Weiter. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derevel Rav Ashi Hadatani Rav Yecheskel. This statement of Rav Yecheskel that we just quoted ain't ikur siman both. That there is no ikur, and the Gemara just related that to both Shechita and Malika. So the Gemara has two opposite formulations. First, the Gemara says Lo Amran Ela Laman Damar Ein Shechita Lof Ben Torah. Only according to the opinion that says that Shechita's oaf is not the Oraisa. only midirabanan. We're going to get to the Bereshem on Daf Chavches to talk about this machlokes. But if you say that shchitas of is not to oraisa, then you could say that therefore it has different requirements, less requirements. If shchitas of is not to oraisa, so maybe only the oraisa animals, behemas, have the halach of ikur, but of does not have the psul of ikur. Aval amanda amar yesh l'shchita of minatar. But if you say that shchitas of is a din de oraisa, a mitzvah da'araisa, just like behemoth, and there shouldn't be a difference. Yesh ikur, then there will be a problem of ikur as well in the two. And, let's just do the opposite. El amalei adaraba. So once the Rami by Rav Acha, by the Rav, said this to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says just the opposite. Rav Ashi says, "Amalei adaraba, ifcha mistafra. Laman da'amar yesh shchita lof ben atar. If you say shchita tzov is da'araisa, then you can be machalik. Ika lamemer, tahachi agmarei de'ein ikur. Then you could say, the Torah gives us the Mesorah, Halacha Mosh Sinai. The Mesorah is that this is how you do Shechitas Behema. This is how you do Shechitas Oaf. And there can be differences between them. And even if you want to say it's parallel in some ways to Shechitas Behema, but not in all ways, regarding Iker not. Meaning if they're both Daraisa, you can say there are differences between them. But if you say Shechitas Oaf is only Midrabanan, so Meichag Mirla, from where do you learn it from? Where do the Rabbanan parallel? What's the Ke'en de Araisa Tikkun of Shchitas Of Mi Behema? And if it's parallel, then call the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en de Araisa Tikkun. It has to be parallel to the Daraisa. So Kula Milsik Behema, that would have to be like a Behema. Fascinating Machlokas. If you say they're both Daraisa, that's when you'd have to say they have the same Halachas. Or if they say they're both Daraisa, then you could have Chilukim, and the Darabanan would have to be paralleled after the Daraisa. Fascinating different days to think about. The Rambam and the Chinuch both seem to say that Shchitas Of is Daraisa. The Rambam says, actually I read it from the Chinuch, because he's even Mefurish. The Chinuch says in Reish Ayin, Reish Nun Aleph, the chinuch that we discussed in the past, shchita, the pasuk where the shchita is learned from itself is a separate shaila what the makar is. For the chinuch here in Tafnun Aleph says shekol mi sheyirtz lecho basar behema chaya o of sheyishchod osam tchila karaui velo yelo heter ela bezvicha. You have to shecht it first. Balzeh nemar, and that's the pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis Chaf Aleph vezavachta mibkarcha umitzoncha kasher tivisicha. What's the issue? It doesn't say the word of. Not that it says it beferish here, but we know b'tar shabal peh that that's what is included. The afal pi shelo hisker akasev rak bachar batzon. Even though the Torah only mentions those two categories, yadanu shachaya bechlal behema shakasev ikisha. Number one, when it says bachar batzon, chayas are also included. The chesed b'psulei hamukdashim ach kasher yechal tzviv es ayal kain toflanu v'haov gam kain tzarach shchita the iskish. It sounds like a star isa. The iskish la behema, because it's compared to a behema elsewhere in Vayikra Yalav Zos Taras HaBehema V'Ha'of, even though it doesn't say it here. Elisha Chachamim Diktiku V'HaKabbalah Shemisayas D'Mikivan Sheitilu HaKasav La'of Bein Behema Shetzricha Shchita L'Dagem She'ein Behem Shchita. Of is like in the middle. Fish don't need Shchita. Animals do need Shchita. Of are in the middle, so that's why they need less Shchita. D'Chsiv Zos Taras HaBehema V'Ha'of and that's why the implicit remez in the Torah that even one simen is enough by chulin. And how do you know from dagim? But based on totally different context in Bamidbar, and it's called the ayam ye asef lahem ba'asifa ba'alma. That's what we have to talk about fish and grasshoppers at another date. But that's the Rambam and the Chinuch both hold that Shchitas Of is de'oraisa. Okay, weiter. Amar Ravina, Amali Ravin Barkisi, Hadatani Amar Cheskel, Inikir Simana Be'ov. Though the Gemara up until now was assuming Ein Iker Simana Be'of only applies both to Shechita and to Malika. So now the Gemara says, maybe not. Lo Amran Ela Be'Malika. When is Ikur not a problem by Malika? As we said, as the Chiddush Ran said, not the Ran. The Ran put them all together, but the Ran, as we mentioned earlier, that Malika does, the Rashba said, right? Malika doesn't have other psulim. There's no problem of Jerusa for sure. And then he mentioned Chalada and Shehia also. So lo Amran Ela Be'Malika. Ava B'Shechita Yesh Ikur. Maybe only Malika allows you to have Iker, but Shechita would not allow Iker. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel Kalakasha B'Shechita Kenegdo Ba'arav Kasha B'Malika Hapasal Pasal. But didn't Shmuel say before there's a parallel? Hahu Pliga. Okay, you're right. So this Ravin Bar Kisi would definitely have to argue on that statement. Rashi says, we paskin Yesh Iker Ba'of. Yesh Iker Ba'of, Rashi quotes on the fifth, on the fourth wide line, V'kivat Delivsik Ilchaza, Kaimalam B'Shel Torah Halach Achar Hamachmir. Right, we're machbir. Good. Period. Amar Ze'iri, next statement. Nishbra mafrekas vro basri ma nevela. If the neck bone of the animal and rove of the basar is cut before the simanim, nevela, it's a nevela, Rashi notes, even if the animal is still flailing, pirkus, it's still nevela. With Tumas Nevela. Amar Chesav and Anam Itanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah. Rashi seems to say it's a Kasha, meaning, so what is he telling us? We learned it in the Mishnah. The Rashba, the Ritva seem to say, no, it's just a Raya. That's the language. Afananam Itanina is usually not a question. Afananam Itanina, we learned it in the Mishnah. Malak Besakin, if somebody does Malika with a knife. Supposed to do Malika with a fingernail. If you do it with a knife, Metame Beganim, a Beis Ablia. So then there's Tumas Beis Ablia, which means Nevelas Of Tahar. Metame Begun Beis Ablia is the language that's used by the Tumas Nevela of an Of Tahar, which is not Metame by touching it or by carrying it. It's Dafka while it's in the Beis Ablia. So Malika done with a knife creates Nevela. So V'i Amrit, and so we're comparing. The Malika with a knife is like the neck bone breaking, because Malika with a knife is not what you're supposed to do. So V'i Amrit Shreifa Ave, and if you say that if the Mafrekas broke and was cut beforehand, it's only Shreifa, so then it's not parallel to this Mishnah. Malikasa Zui Shchitasa Tani Lasakin Latarmi De Nevela. So therefore in this case also, it shouldn't be Nevela, right? Because we're comparing Malika with a Sakin to Nishbra Mafrekas, so they should have the same halacha. So if Ze'iri says it's Nevela, so that's why the Mishnah also says it's Nevela. That's why it's parallel. So the Gemara says, no, Amri, there's no Raya from there. Amri Hasa Mishum, the reason over there by Malika Sakit is not because we compare it to Shviras Mafrekas. It's just that that's not Malika. Malika has to be with a fingernail. Hasa Mishum Delav Shchita Iklav, that's just not Shchita at all. It's as if the animal totally died without Shchita. Why? Why can't you do Malika with a knife? 2 days. My time, Rav Huna Amar Mishum Shehu Machlid. It's Machlid, like that goes under. What does that mean? Rashi explains when you cut the bone doesn't really move, so it stays very tight, and when the knife goes under, and then you cut the simanim, so then that would be called Chalada. Usually cut with the fingernails, that helps separate it, and therefore it's different. Rava Amar Mabnei Shehu Doreis. Rava says, because it is Doreis instead of going, Rashi says, Mabnei Shehu Doreis, Mamesh V'lo Molech U'Mevi, like we said before, and that's why it is different with a knife. So my time, man, the Amar Mabnei Shehu Machlid, my time, the Amar Mabnei Shehu Doreis, if according to one it says Machlid, why doesn't he say the Doreis Shita Ksavar? Because Molech U'Mevi B'Malika Kasher. However it's done, it's Kasher, so it doesn't matter whether it's Doreis or not Doreis. Man, the Amar Mabnei Shehu Doreis, my time, the Amar Mabnei Shehu Machlid, Amar Lacha, this is not Chalada. Chalada, hechidami, what's the real psul of Chalada? Where it's really covered. Kecholda, Hadara, Bikari Batim, Demachasia, where it's totally covered. Hacha, Hamagalia. This knife, it's revealed, it's galui, that's not called Chalada. So either way, 2 days, but either way we say, to do Malika with a Sakin is Lav Shchita Hiklal, but it's not exactly parallel to Ze'iri, which is a problem of Shvira Bimafrekas. Amar Rava Ikashli Hakashli, but if you want a question on Ze'iri, this is the question. Ze'iri says it's a Nevela if the Mafrekas is broken first. So 1 second, every case of Malika, you break the Mafrekas first. V'chi Mesa Omeid Malik. So every case of Malika is considered Ke'ilu, the animal's dead already when you do Malika. V'chi Mesa, every Malika, you break the Mafrekas first, because you join from the Oref. So Amalei Abaya, V'tikshi L'cha Ola Sa'of. T'boi Shnei Simanim. I'll ask you another question. By Ola Sa'of, you have to cut both Simanim, not just one, like Chulin, you have to cut both Simanim. But once you cut one, So then the second one, you're already cutting a dead animal, cutting a nevela. So you have the problem by Malika, you have a problem by Olas Ha'of. So Amarle, so he answered no. Rava says that doesn't bother me. Hasam de la kayim ba mitzvah havdalah. There, that's not part of the shechita. It's just a special din by Olas Ha'of that you have to have havdalah by the head. So Yachi Aranami, if that's true, so you should even have to cut the or, the skin. No. Kol ma'akiv b'shchita ma'akiv b'avdala. Anything that's really part of the shchita would be ma'akiv, they have to be avdala. V'chol she'ena ma'akiv b'shchita, ena ma'akiv b'avdala. Simonim are ma'akiv by shchita. Therefore, the world of simonim is ma'akiv by avdala, not the skin. You don't have to go that far. Ay, v'ha mi'at simonim. What about the mi'at basra? L'rabanan. Dolo ma'akiv b'shchita. You don't have to cut that b'shchita. The mi'at basra. The end. U'ma'akiv b'avdala. So mi'at simonim. It's not ma'akev eshkita, but you still have to cut that for Avdallah. So where's the Ema? Just clarify it a little bit. Kol she yeshno b'shkita. Anything that's in the world of shkita. Simanim yeshno b'havdallah. V'chol she'ena b'shkita eno b'havdallah. And therefore it's limited to shkita. And therefore it doesn't bother me, the Olas Ha'of case. But it still bothers me, the regular Malika case, says Rava. Mikol ma'akam kasha. So that's the we're back to the kasha of Rava, of, as Rashi quotes again, v'chim mesa omeid, the Umo Lake, so Amar Rava, the Gemara Rava would answer, Ema v'cheinu oseh, chotech shidru, mafrekas below rov basar. Most malikas, the mafrekas is cut, but without rov basar. Rov basar would be an avela. And you're right, like Zairi says, but if you don't cut rov basar, then it would be okay. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, as I mentioned, these 2 weeks I'm traveling, so the next couple of dafim will also be put up from the last cycle. Next week we'll get back up to a regular schedule.